I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We've got Jerry Recco back today, who has been all over the place. He's been calling some Rutgers basketball games. He was doing the Cowboys pre and post last night for their win. So, Jerry, are you looking forward to a couple of days off, or do you not get a couple of days off this weekend?
No, we got Michigan State tonight at 6 o'clock at the Rack, so that'll be fun. Right. And then off to Wisconsin on Sunday.
Oh, my goodness. So you don't get
it's a tough stretch.
You don't get a couple of days off.
No, not really.
Oh, no.
No. Saturday.
Saturday you get to enjoy
off
yourself.
Off Saturday, yeah.
Okay.
All good.
All right, very good. Good.
You do it for free?
Do what for free?
All this work and everything that you're doing, traveling everywhere, or you get paid for it?
No, I don't think I was complaining about it. He asked if I had any days off. I said, I have Saturday off.
I mean, it's a stretch. It's a crazy stretch for him.
Good stretch.
All.
Yeah, I think it's great. It's a lot of fun. But the three games in six days, tough. Well, not for me. I mean, these are hard games.
Right, of course. And then you got to
fun, though.
Yeah, you got to be prepared for all of them.
For
you
sure.
Got to make sure you're not dropping the ball.
You got to do last night's game and everything.
Yeah.
And you got to be pretty pumped.
That was easy.
That your offense got shut out in the second half.
Yeah, well, when you're up 13-0 at the half and you got that defense, they did their job.
They did.
Had the ball for 22 minutes.
There's nothing negative you can say about the Cowboys.
The offense was bad in the second half.
fine.
And he missed that. He missed Cooper down the sideline. That would have ended the game.
He was 24 of 28. So
you might be right.
The numbers, like, wow, he had a great game. And
he was good.
He played good.
That fumble could have killed him.
Yes.
But, I mean, it's still... I mean, the fact that you won that game, 7.5-point
underdogs
at home and not doing...
And won 10 in a row.
Right, and the fact that offense was muted last night.
I mean,
you got to be thrilled. Forget about all the negatives. This team is rolling
they
now.
They made Drew Brees look uncomfortable last night.
Yeah, right, for the first time all year.
Kind of like Tennessee did to Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the only way you beat these guys. And the interception at the end was awful.
Yeah, it was. Really, really
good. You got to think that, you know, these two teams have a very good shot at meeting in the playoffs.
Divisional round?
In New Orleans.
Oh, yes. I'm aware.
That'll be fun.
I don't think it'll be 13-10.
We'll look back at this game in fond memories.
All right, Jerry, what you got for us, man?
We are brought to you by Winter Brothers Waste Systems, creating a cleaner and greener Long Island. To learn more, visit wintersbros.com. You guys mentioned the baseball, obviously. The Mets closing in on acquiring Robbie Cano and closer Edwin Diaz from Seattle. Jay Bruce, Anthony Swarzak certainly look like they're heading to Seattle if this goes through, and it could be a combination of prospects. Don't know. Does look like the sixth. Yep.
I was just going to say, the players supposedly have been notified that this is happening.
I saw Anthony DeComo tweet that, that they've started to make the calls to let them all know that this is going to happen.
Yeah, this is going to happen. Get ready for it. And, you know, it's you're moving, boys. Moving day.
Right. So I'm sure there's some details with the money and exactly what prospects are going. But, yeah, looks like it's happening.
And free agent pitcher Patrick Corbin, as expected, did visit with the Yankees Thursday. In terms of the Cowboys and the Saints, give you a couple of big plays from that game, Thursday Night Football at AT&T Stadium.
Shotgun on 2nd and 12, fake the handoff. Prescott sets up the screen, caught by Elliott, cuts it upfield to the 10, to the 5, touchdown! Ezekiel Elliott working the right side on a catch and run for 16 yards. The Cowboys add to their lead.
At that point, 10-0. Ian Eagle, Westwood 1 on the fan. And we mentioned the interception by Drew Brees. It did look like when they get the ball back down 3, at the very least, they'd go down and kick the game-tying field goal. But instead, this happens with just, I guess it was just under 2 minutes to go.
Cowboys lead the Saints 13-10 on 2nd down. Brees slings it. Intercepted, Jordan Lewis. The toss to the right. Brees was just trying to get rid of it to Kamara.
And I guess it was 2:08 left, actually, is what it was. Again, Ian with the call here on the fan. Cowboys hold on from there, 13-10. What did you think about him calling? Because I thought it was a mistake at the time. He calls the timeout with 2:03 left, which allowed the Cowboys then to throw the ball in the end zone. Because incomplete or not, you have the 2-minute warning.
He gets a 2-minute warning, yeah.
Yeah.
I probably would have held it. I understand what he's, you know, there's two thoughts there. I don't know. It probably should have waited until the other side of the
Two-minute warning.
And right.
Because then the Cowboys would have run the ball.
Right, and call a timeout right then.
Anyway, they wind up kneeling down three times to end the game. Cowboys, the 13-10 victory. You mentioned Prescott's numbers. Ezekiel Elliott, 76 yards rushing and 60 yards receiving with the touchdown. Cowboys held New Orleans scoreless in the first half. First time that's happened to the Saints in 72 games. Some of the reaction post-game. Jerry Jones, how this team did this. Ball control.
You guys called it. Everybody knew it. We need to keep the ball away from Breeze.
He says
37 minutes they had the ball to 23 minutes for the Saints. Saints ran 49 plays. 49 plays. And the Cowboys ran 66 plays.
Sounds about right. And
so that's how you support your defense, by holding on to the ball.
And there was a big discrepancy in the second half in favor of the Saints, just to go to show how little they had the ball in the first half. Here was more Jerry Jones. It's changed team now.
They're different cats now as they go forward.
You know he was screaming and yelling.
Oh, yeah.
He loved it. He had one of the best nights he's had in a long time last night.
Let me ask you a question. What is wrong with taking a field goal early in the game if you're the Saints?
I don't know.
I'll tell you, nothing, but I'll tell you why he did it. It's pure frustration on their part because, you know, I remember – like when you play video games, you play Madden, it's been years that I've played that, and then you're used to like doing whatever you want, throwing the ball down the field, and then all of a sudden you play somebody who's better than you, and then you start doing stupid stuff.
Yeah.
You're going for it on fourth down. That's the way I look at it with Sean Payton. He was doing everything he wanted the entire season, and then all of a sudden he runs into this defense that's tough on him, and he's like, you know what, screw it, we're going to get it because we always get it, and it ends up being a move that really hurt him last
night. It's not like the second week in a row we had one on Monday night where Mike Vrabel decided to go for it.
That's right.
You know, you got 97 yards the other way with Lamar Miller for a touchdown.
Right.
My whole thing is, I get it. You want to be aggressive. You don't want to be reckless. Riverboat Ron Rivera. I mean, there's a time and place for everything. And when you're on the road and you know you're playing against a less than stellar offense, because Cowboys don't have a great offense.
They're above average. That's about it, I would say.
Yeah. They're not a team that's going to score 40 points. They very rarely do. So I would think that you would say to yourself, okay, you know, you got to remove yourself from the emotions and just kick the field goal and let's move on. Let's get the 3 points and then let's kind of see if we can settle the game down with our defense. And, you know, and Sean decided to go for it. Look, he's played a lot more, been around a lot more football than I have. And I get it's his team and it's his guys.
And they usually get it.
I know that.
I think they were 11 of 12, they said, during the game last night on fourth down
something
like that.
But how many coaches have we seen this year decide to do this in these games and not take the 3 points? Now, I would understand if you were the Cowboys and you were in New Orleans and you did it.
Sure.
Because that makes a lot more sense, because you figure New Orleans is going to score north of 30 points in their own building. But not if you're the...
Not to mention how well the defense played last night. They sacked Prescott 7 times and hit him several more.
Shut him out in the second half, man.
Very much so. A couple of others. You mentioned Jerry Jones is excited as he's been in a while. He might still be going.
Not going to sleep tonight thinking about having won this ball game. Hmm.
So, might have been a big night in Arlington for Jerry.
Good thing they didn't fire Jason Garrett 4 weeks ago.
That's very true. Here is Dak Prescott. Says this is just a start.
And Zeke spoke about it tonight in the locker room, just about it was a great win, but we've got a lot more to do and a lot more to get better at.
Agreed there. Here's Sean Payton. The Dallas defense knocked us off our game.
We struggled really throughout the night having any consistency offensively.
One thing you do like about Payton, the reporters gave him, I don't want to say an out, but they gave him a reason to get on the officials. There were a couple of bad calls here. The Cole Beasley first down that wasn't.
Yeah.
And also the Jalen Smith helmet-to-helmet hit on Alvin Kamara that was not called on a huge third down play.
And usually they don't miss those. I mean, if anything, they're going to be over-egregious with the flag in that spot. Which
agreed.
Made that one a little more shocking.
And how about the final four games for the Cowboys now? They play Philadelphia at home next Sunday.
Then at Indy.
At Indy, then at home versus Tampa Bay.
And then the Giants. Giants.
I mean, look, this is...
They go 10-6, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe they go 11-5. That'd be fun.
I could see them finishing out winning all those games. With that defense, if that defense is going to play like that...
Here's Drew Brees. Streak over.
You know, here we are at 10-2. Obviously, we'd won 10 in a row, which felt like we were rolling, you know?
But that's... over now. So that does it for last night. Giants and Bears on Sunday. Here was Odell Beckham Jr. He spoke yesterday, not interested in discussing the Eagle loss from this past Sunday.
Yeah, we're all on to Chicago. So any questions about anything yesterday or two weeks ago or a year ago? You know, I'm here to talk about Chicago.
And the reporters obliged. They didn't ask any more about it. He was asked how he can help the offense against a defense that has Khalil Mack.
Get open fast. I mean, he's as advertised. He was worth every penny.
And so that game on Sunday, as will be the Jets and the Titans. Todd Bowles, is it safe to say you'll have Sam Darnold back under center?
No, it's nothing safe to say. He's working his way back in. Josh was limited as well.
Josh McCown, that is. Here was Darnold.
Where are we going to look back on this Todd Bowles tenure and like play some of these clips from 5 years
Never play him
now
again.
And just be like, what? How did this last for so long?
He's like Eric Mangini part two with these press conferences. And nothing.
It's almost like he's getting worse. Like, there's not even any energy at all. There used to be like a little bit of something. There's nothing.
No. Yeah. I just don't really think there ever was anything, aside from when he came on with you guys. He gives you nothing every time he goes out there.
I know he's never said anything, but there's like a, I don't know, there's just a different tone. It's like his tone is just totally deflated.
Dead man walking.
Yeah, right. I mean, that's what it sounds. Maybe it's my perception because I know what the circumstances are, but boy, I mean, it just sounds bad. Sounds bad.
As you guys know, the Redskins signing Reuben Foster Thursday, Jay Gruden and Doug Williams discussed it. Here was Gruden.
He's a young player. He made a mistake or two, or you know, and at the end of the day, we decided to take the chance and deal with it.
Now, Williams went on the Team 980. He says, sure, we expected backlash when we did this.
We knew that was going to happen. I mean, and like I say, rightfully so, with all the stuff that is going on in this country.
He says,
you can't, I mean, when people start going to that stuff, just sounds so bad.
This is where he went.
We got people who are in high places. That has done far worse if you look at it realistically.
He said this is small potatoes compared to a lot of what's going on.
I mean,
so
what does that have to do with anything?
I don't know.
I mean, when people have that, like, oh, you think what I did was bad? How about that guy? I mean, is that not one of the worst takes you could possibly have?
They should have just left it at, because one point they made was he's a long way away from ever getting on the field or being in a Redskin uniform for us.
He has to go through the process. And he's, have to now know what's going on here.
And he's got to prove himself to us.
Right. Well,
they should have left it there.
Like, this is all you have to say. All right, we don't know the details of this yet. If it turns out that nothing happened, then he's going to be on our team. If it turns out that he did something, he's not.
Sound like Doug Williams was like trying to attach it to the president of the United States or something.
Yeah, probably.
Maybe. Maybe.
Or whatever. I mean,
when people do that, that is one of the worst personality traits in my eyes. Where something's going on with them and they decide to deflect other places. Yeah, what I did might be bad, but do you see some of this other stuff that's going on? I mean, that right there is just the worst. People who do that are the worst. Man.
In Pittsburgh, Ben Roethlisberger had some things to say about his wide receivers on his show Tuesday morning on The Fan in Pittsburgh. He did critique the route that was run by Antonio Brown on that last interception, and he also had some criticism of James Washington, who apparently left his feet to die for a deep pass attempt.
CBS Sports Network's got to play that if they have it. It's I need to see that as many times as possible from now until the end of the season, because it is hilarious. Did you see this, Jerry?
I did not.
It is hilarious. All he needs to do is keep running, and he'll catch the ball on the sideline. He might go for a touchdown.
You know how they do in the beginning of games? They call it pat and go. That's where the quarterbacks, one lines up at the 50-yard line, the other quarterback on the team lines up at the goal line, and they warm up this way.
Right.
You pat the ball, the guy goes down the sideline, you throw it, and you catch it, and then you run over to the other quarterback, you hand the ball, you get back on that line, and then you come back down the field. That's a warm-up drill that they run. This pass to Washington was just like that. It was like a pat and go, just go running
perfectly thrown.
And this guy he tried to make it into a great catch when it didn't happen.
I mean, he dove like an Olympic dive for a ball that
was like right here.
Right here. And then he goes all the way out of bounds.
Ben. He said he's just doing what needs to be done. It's a long clip.
You have to know how to motivate different guys in different ways. And I think that's part of being a leader, being a captain, just understanding players. And so sometimes you just grab them off to the side, and sometimes you have to be honest with them. And so I think that I've earned the right to be able to do that with as long as I've been here.
Probably true. I would agree with that.
Yeah, but not in the media.
Well, that's his weekly spot, though, right?
I understand. Well, look, we got weekly spots on here, too, as well.
Jerry, you see, it's up there.
I don't know how I missed that the other day.
Yeah, I mean, so the guy's wide open. Washington is. Ball's right there. Just catch it. Keep running. That should be a touchdown. So you have that play. Then you have the fumble out of the end zone. Then you have the
that's fine.
Then you have the interception in the end zone. I mean, like, that team is just crazy, right?
You can't, but so you can't get on Brown though for that last interception
at all. That was bad. No. Yeah,
that's a bad one. But that's awesome.
But I love what I did love about that interception. I love it, but the explanation.
Oh, I heard that. I heard that.
How does a guy get blocked into an interception?
Right, he got picked off because his center's too good.
Yes.
Lakers beat the Pacers 104-96. LeBron had 38. Raptors over the Warriors in overtime 131-128. 51 for Durant in the loss. Kawhi Leonard had 37. Tonight the Nets take on the Grizzlies. We'll have it on the fan. Your Rangers lost to the Senators 3-0. Magnus Pajarve scored in the first period, as did Drake Batherson.
Batherson.
Yeah. How about we get a goal and we get it called off? Screw the Ranger button.
That happened?
Oh, yeah.
Craig Anderson, 27 saves.
That goal would have been against us. That would have been a goal against us as opposed to a non-call. I mean, I intended to blow the whistle. This is what the referee was saying last night. I was like, what? Make up the rules as we go along.
Got choked up by a spit. Couldn't get it out. Bruins beat the Islanders in a shootout 2-1 as Ryan Donato had the game winner there. Tuukka Rask, 28 saves. Devils in Washington tonight on Devils Radio and Radio.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.